search continues. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Maryland Governor Wes Moore with an update on the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore.
Governor Moore says as efforts continue at the bridge, he spent time with families affected.
We want to let them know that we are here with you every single step of the way.
The governor says he told them this continues to be a search and rescue mission. Standing with the governor was Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who says his agency stands ready when the time comes.
To rebuild this bridge and reopen this port, including our readiness as a department to approve emergency funding as soon as we receive that request.
But he said that will only come once first responders have done their work to find those who remain missing.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, President Biden offering help for the city.
To the people of Baltimore, I want to say we're with you. We're going to stay with you as long as it takes. And like the governor said, you're Maryland tough, you're Baltimore strong, and we're going to get through this together. And I promise we're not leaving.
The president says he plans to visit the city as soon as he can. A New York judge has ordered former President Trump to not talk about people involved in his hush money case.
Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan's issued a gag order against former President Trump. He's not allowed to make public statements about witnesses, court staff, jurors, and others in his case with an upcoming trial date set for April 15th. Merchan's overseeing the case in which the former president's charged with filing false business records when he reimbursed his then personal attorney for hush money payments to an adult film star who alleged an affair. The former president's been posting about Merchan on his social media app, calling him a certified Trump hater and calling out his daughter for working at a progressive agency. Merchan wrote, "It is without question that the imminency of the risk of harm is now paramount."
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Wall Street, the Dow lost 31, the Nasdaq minus 68. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Russian court has extended the detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who's accused of spying.
This Moscow court ruled that he has to stay behind bars for even more months. The hearing was closed to the press, but we do have images that show him appearing to be in good spirits. He was even seen smiling. The judge granted the request of Russia's Federal Security Service that Gershkovich remain in jail until June 30th as he awaits his trial. But it's a trial for which there is still no date set. It will be this Friday that will mark one year since the 32-year-old was arrested. And he's appeared in court 12 times in the last 12 months. U.S. Ambassador Lynn Tracy described today's decision as being particularly painful.
Fox's Alex Hogan. Gershkovich denies he's a spy. If he's found guilty, he could spend up to 20 years in prison. The State Department and the Wall Street Journal continue to call for his release. A British court has ruled Julian Assange cannot be extradited to the U.S. on spying charges unless U.S. authorities guarantee he won't get the death penalty. If no assurances are filed, the judges will grant Assange permission to appeal his extradition on grounds including freedom of expression. The case has been adjourned until May 20th. China is fighting restrictions on U.S. subsidies for buying an electric car in the U.S.
China has filed a complaint with the World Trade Organization, calling the Inflation Reduction Act discriminatory and claiming it distorts fair competition. China's Ministry of Commerce says it will use the complaint to challenge electric vehicle subsidies in the U.S. The act allows buyers who meet the qualifications to claim a $7,500 clean vehicle tax credit for buying an EV. The credit is not available for cars with parts from a foreign entity of concern that covers any firm based in China, Iran, North Korea, or Russia.
Fox's Jenny Casola. I'm Lisa LaSera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.